in the palm house as one of the benefactors. George Marie, didn't live long enough to come and actually see it in the flesh, which is a great shame. Beautiful parks again here on the left is Greenbank, and on the right are university halls of residence. But we're going to stop very close to the quiet end of Penny Lane. Now, Penny Lane is simply a very busy road junction that three of the Beatles, Paul, George and John, had to go through every day. When they were little, John and George would walk down Penny Lane to go to school, and Paul McCartney and George, when they were teenagers, had to come through Penny Lane to get to school in the city centre. Also, John Lennon had to get the bus at Penny Lane in order to go to art college. It was just on the bus route. So it's got a romantic idea, Penny Lane, but it's a very busy road junction. This end, though, you can take the road sign, and that's the proof you've been here. And these beautiful fields on the left are the playing fields of Liverpool College, and you'll see the school buildings across the fields. And this was one of Brian Epstein's many schools. He never settled at anyone, really. But in the 1940s, when he was 10, this is one of Brian's first schools, and he lasted about a year. So the Beatles manager also has connections with Penny Lane. The only one who doesn't is Ringo, out on a limb in Toxteth. So if you can take a quick photo of the sign and then come straight back to the coach and we'll move on. Ian will stay, so you don't need to take your belongings. He'll just drive off with everything, but leave everything on, you're fine.
I'm going to photo maken bij het bocht van Penny Lane. Doen we tijdens de Magical Mystery Tour hier in Liverpool.